Well, I think it takes people that have a special interest in it, too. I mean, everybody can't know everything, so people have to make a decision that that's something that they're interested in and they're willing to commit some time to it. That's the thing. That's the key. Everybody has time, but what they decide they're going to allocate their time to, that's the key that makes it unique to the group of people that you hear that non-hear that use this capability. I enjoy it. I enjoy it greatly. I wish I would have followed my dad's direction and done it a lot earlier than I did. But c'est la vie, you can't do everything. you got to pick what you can do, and that's it. And that's what you get.
One day I'll try to make it a shift antenna. the long wire between the two poles eventually fell down. But, you know, especially since the FCC dropped the code requirements, you know, we should get all the 20-year-old, 25-year-old people. These are your airwaves. This belongs to you. You need them so the FCC doesn't continue to hack away at them like they hacked away at the 11-year band and the 220 band. So, I can't even say.
Well, that is true. We do have to use them or lose them. Let me check one more time here to see if there's any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Well, Glenn, it looks like second shift is come and gone. You got anything else for us tonight?
Basically shot my load. I'm just really upset that I didn't act quicker. When I should have called that guy when I was still in the driveway. You know, I had my computer phone. I could have looked up all the property values and property plats and, you know, tax information and ownership information. You know, I didn't even have to. Hey. So it was my fault that, yeah, I'm going to regret this for a while. That's the third time. I missed out on a home on that block. Now, you're not going to believe this. 904 Main Street, 882 Main Street, 862 Main Street. At one time, I was looking at all those three properties that were there. Either I didn't get it in time, or I just waited too long. And, you know, this is... Hey, look at it this way. If you get a property for $20,000, even if you put it in your pocket for 5 years, you don't know what to do with it. And you sell it after 5 years, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this. You've got to get your money back. So it's a no-risk proposition.
That is a good point. It could not make anything, but it could also not. I mean, chances of it losing something are really, really low. So that is a good investment from that perspective. But there are better investments at higher risk. Anyway, we won't go into that. We'll be here all night.
Mortgage-backed securities. What I used to invest in tax certificates, which are low risk because basically they're backed by the property. So here's the way it works. You have not paid your property taxes for quite a while. So I pay the property taxes, and now you owe me the money. If after 3 years or 5 years, you know, you haven't paid me back, I can file a claim against the property. I've done that, and I've had that done to me.
Well, I can say I learned something tonight. I did not know that you could do stuff like that. But then I'm not a land baron either.
I just happened to pick up these things along the way. But yeah, I did that some years ago. They're called tax certificates. And, you know, as I said, basically what happens is the city of New York hasn't collected property taxes on this property. So they sell that debt to anyone who wants to buy it. Okay, I'll pay the property taxes. Now, instead of owing the state of New York, they owe me the money. Now, after 3 to 5 years or so, if they don't pay me back, I have a claim against the property. I can order it to be sold.
Yeah, you're still there. And when it's sold, who gets the proceeds from the selling? Is that you get your tax money back, and then they get the balance?
If they owe $5,000 in taxes and it sells for $10,000, you know, the first $5,000 goes to me, and they do get the excess profits. And I've had that happen to me. I've been on the other side of that. You know, I had property sold out from under me that was in Collier County, Florida. But, you know, just as well, I wouldn't make any money out of it anyway.
Okay. Well, you got anything else for us tonight? I'm thinking second shift is coming gone. We're about at the end. There's probably not anybody else coming in.
Okay, WKD2BNG. If you have to officially close the net, that's fine. It's just you and me at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed anyone for rides? You call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by again tomorrow night, where KJ4WZM Daniel will be calling the net first Sunday. He has the first Sunday of every month, so stop by with Daniel. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. And I'm going to go downstairs and get some water, Glenn. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
I'm going to pour myself another bourbon, which I've had too many of already. But seriously, thanks for talking to me. And, you know, I have problems that I should probably get a professional to listen to. But it's always good to hear your voice. It's KJ2BNG. I'll talk to you later.